it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, welcome in to another episode of TDSP, the Denver Sports Podcast. We are presented by Breckenridge Brewery. If you're looking for something to do on Thursday, we got an NFL draft show live at the Breck Brew Farmhouse. Todd Davis, Henry Chisholm, Ryan Konigsberg, they'll all be there breaking down the draft live. So if you're looking for something to do, if you're watching the draft, head out there and hang out with those guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joining me on today's show, the biggest celebrity in Denver right now, Miroslav Chuk.
Dobar dan, Harrison. Harry.
Hello. Why does everybody in Serbia call me Harry?
Harry is a common name in our parts. So yeah,
common.
Yeah, well, we have a singer called Hari Matahari.
Okay.
So yeah, it's common, and we like to make it easier for us. I mean, everybody loves Harrison Ford in Serbia, of course. Maybe we're just jealous of your and Harrison Ford's good looks.
Well, I didn't know Harry was a popular name, but whenever people in Serbia hit me up on Twitter, it's always Harry. So
yeah, maybe I started that. So sorry.
I don't mind it. You've been in Denver now for how long?
What day is it today?
It's Tuesday.
Okay, so
you got here Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday night.
So
night of game one. Sunday, okay. Monday, Tuesday. So three full days.
Yeah, well, almost. Not full, because I came here at night. So it's actually 2.5 days, really. It's really crazy how much stuff we've packed in 60-something hours. I just said on last show that I've been here for 80 hours. That's a blatant lie. 60-something hours here. And it's like my plane was late the first night.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be at the bar at least for the second half of the first game. And I came here when the bar was already empty, almost empty, like most of people left. Shout out to all the homies that stayed late to greet me the first night.
That's awesome.
So it was a kind of a disappointment, but on the other side, I was following the results all the way through my flight, because I had internet over there, so I could have seen the box score changing and way to go, Peyton, another three from you. So it was,
everybody on the plane's what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, nobody was in Nuggets gear, by the way. There were 400 people on that plane traveling
yeah.
to Denver. So I was a bit disappointed.
So you still haven't watched game one? No.
I watched it immediately after we came from the bar. Okay. I watched it immediately. And yeah, it was a really fun game. Not as fun as this last one. This last one was a blast.
So you were at the game last night. You had a question to Nikola Jokic that's going a little viral. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. My first question for you about the game, though. Did you think they were going to win the whole time?
I actually thought I was just worried about how much time they have to come back. I was sure they can come back. It was just, is it enough time for them to do it? And when they
got it to what? It was 10 heading into the fourth quarter, about that, and then 8?
I thought that might be too much, 10 points for a quarter, because Lakers were playing really, really well.
They weren't missing.
I think that Darvingham really prepared the team really well for the two games. I think they had their best two games in the recent memory against the Nuggets in these two last games. And It was just, I was afraid that the Lakers are playing too well for the Nuggets to compensate for 10 points in the fourth quarter. But then they cut it to 5 with like 9 minutes to go. And I was like, no, this is happening. Like, there's no way they can withstand the run now.
I started to feel it late in the third quarter. You could kind of sense the Lakers tightening up a little bit. Like, they hit everything in the first half. It was so easy for them. D'Angelo Russell hit everything. LeBron, Anthony Davis didn't miss a shot. Late in that third quarter, though, I feel like they were tightening up. They were becoming a little unsure of themselves. They were, like, panicking a little bit on offense. Things weren't coming as easily for them. In the arena, do you think the crowd was like, oh, we're coming back right now? Or were they nervous?
The crowd was really into it for the whole game. I have to say, honestly, during the halftime, we went to the perch.
Yeah.
And I was like talking to people like, guys, this might be on me. Like, the Nuggets are down by 15. It might be my fault. But in the second half, it felt like a little miracle that happened. But it's just this team, man. This team believes in all times. They know they're the better team. And when they had that stretch, when they had like 10 consecutive stops against the Lakers, it was Lakers missing some shots as well, but it was amazing defense on top of like historical clutch offense they showed last night.
On the show last night, we decided that we're going to call 10 stops in a row a who's your daddy? Because 3 stops in a row, the Nuggets call a kill. It's a kill. 10 stops in a row is a who's your daddy?
Yeah, yeah. Or a Michael Malone, one of those.
Yeah, or a Michael Malone. What was it like just being at the game? Because you got credentials, you were covering the game, you were in the bowels of Ball Arena, you were there for warm-ups. What was that experience like for you?
First of all, we've spent a lot of time in the arena, so we've been there like 3 hours before the game, so I got a chance to soak a lot of stuff in. There were a lot of reporters with us there. We had guys like Andy Bailey, who is, you know, not in the arena for every game, but he does come for the most important ones. It was really cool hanging out with him.
Yeah, love Andy.
I had my guy, Jovan Buha, who is covering the
Jovan,
Lakers, who is a great guy. He's a really, really good reporter.
He is really good.
And he's a good friend. So I had fun spending time with him. And then, you know,
and
Matt
Warren.
And chats
with Dave McMenamin?
Oh, not really.
No? Okay. All right, not just wanted really. To check.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to Reggie Miller. Was Reggie Miller on the call last night? I'm not sure who was the color commentator.
No, I think it was Jamal Crawford.
That's
it was
weird.
Like Jamal Crawford's first ever game doing color commentary.
Yeah, because there's a long history.
And Kevin Harlan, I think.
There's a long history of Serbian players clowning Reggie Miller from history. I'll show it to you after the show. So yeah, I was kind of hoping to see him, but no, we actually needed to go, you know, all the way upstairs to the top level of the arena to follow the game.
Yeah.
But it was really awesome. I didn't know how well you guys have it for the games, like with all the food and beverages, all the stuff. They just take care of you. It's nice, and I'm happy for the reporter standard in the States, for sure.
It's a little different than in Serbia. I mean, I've only covered one game in Serbia, but there was not a thought of there being any food or drink for the media in that arena.
Yeah,
like that's not even a thought that goes through your heads out there.
I'm very qualified to talk about this because I've covered 50% of all of my games in Serbia and 50% in the States, one and one.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting take because we think the food at Ball Arena sucks. And that's actually a well-known narrative amongst NBA media. Ball Arena has arguably the worst food in the league. You should go cover a game in LA.
Okay.
That Lakers media food, they have ice cream.
Maybe Brandon can back me up in his suitcase so I can go with him.
Miami, phenomenal. Phoenix, phenomenal. I'm telling you. But what about just like being behind the scenes, seeing the players up close? Because, I mean, you've been watching these guys forever. This is your first trip to the States, right?
Yes, my first trip outside of Europe. Like England was the furthest I traveled before.
And so you're seeing all these guys, you watch these guys, you know, for your entire, you know, the last however many years. What was it like seeing them up close?
We were lucky enough to get like really close to LeBron warming up. Like that guy is a unit.
So I always tell people this, every NBA player in person, I think, is skinnier than they look on TV, except LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron looks as massive in real life that he does on TV.
He looks incredible, and he was hitting most of his shots while he was warming up. It's really amazing to watch the top level athletes never miss a shot during a warm up. Well, except for Spencer Dinwiddie.
He doesn't make money during the games either.
He doesn't make a lot. So Nuggets fans, you should be happy we didn't get Spence this time around.
That hit home for me when I used to watch Mason Plumlee warm up. And he would go like 7 of 10 or 8 of 10 from 3.
Yeah.
Like the worst shooter in the league, 80% from 3 on open shots.
Yeah, crazy. The worst shooter in the league probably means like the 400th best shooter in the world. So that's not a bad thing to be.
Yeah. And you also asked Jokic a question.
Yes. Well, I didn't know if I would be even allowed to ask a question in Serbian because I don't know how the rules
There's go. International people.
So
that
yeah,
come
we needed to check with Nuggets people just to be sure that you know, everybody will be cool about it. And Nicholas was really surprised. Everybody thinks he was super happy by the fact that he was asked by a Serbian reporter. I'm not sure about happy, but surprised for sure. So he gave me like one. Oh,
yeah.
Ciao.
ESPN even made a post about it. There you are. So the question you asked him like, is there a way to embrace the moment when, you know, your team has been so dominant and you've beaten the Lakers 10 times straight? What did he say in response to that?
Yeah, well, he said that in all of those 10 games, but first of all, he knows it's a great stretch. It's a great stretch against a great team with big history and tradition and really high quality, to be honest. And he knows that they could have lost either of those 10 games because most of them have been really close and most of them came after, you know, returning from deficit. So he's really appreciative of it, and it shows like how much the team like each other, all the players like each other on the team. And how much everybody is happy with when any of the guys will hit a really big shot. We had some really great shots from Jokic, from Jamal, from Michael Porter last night. And at the end, I followed up with, well, do you live in the moment then? And he said, yeah, you really need to live in the moment because, you know, tomorrow is another day. It's going to be another game. You're going to forget about this one. So you really need to soak it up. While it's still going on. The point of my question was the fact that the Lakers were the champions just 3.5 years ago.
Right.
And now they're getting their asses kicked by this Nuggets team. So nothing lasts forever. And and that we all should embrace these as the happy days, actually. The good old days.
The good old days. First of all, great question.
Thank you.
Great answer from Jokic. Did you think about throwing him a hard question though? what if you had gotten on the mic and been like, so why was your defense so bad in the first half? That would have been hilarious.
Oh, you meant that is a hard question. Okay. I'm
kind of joking.
I thought you would go the completely different route.
That would have been funny if you got on the mic and you just like grilled him.
yeah I thought his defense wasn't as bad as people think.
It wasn't, yeah. They were just hitting
just
everything.
Anthony Davis kind of shocked him by hitting some of the shots he was missing for a long time.
And those were the shots the Nuggets were fine with him taking, so.
Yeah, especially when Anthony Davis is going through the middle of the paint and Joker just moves a bit to the back and lets him have that like 10-foot shot that he always misses. So, yeah. He knows to play the odds for sure.
Yeah. Let's hit a break real quick. I want to ask you more about your trip here on the other side. I got to shout out Bet365. Bet365, never ordinary. And we're launching a new six-week giveaway with Bet365. You can sign up right there with the QR code there on the screen. The crux of this is the more you participate each week, if you do participate each week, you're eligible to win some really cool prizes. Stuff from the DNVR locker, hats, shirts, sweatshirts, etc. And then the ultimate grand prize is you can, you know, hang out with us on a podcast. You can go to an Avs practice. You can go to a Broncos practice with some of our DNVR guys. So really cool prizes, but you got to sign up with Bet365. Use the promo code DNVR365. You got to deposit a minimum of $10. Screenshot that. Send it to promo at thednvr.com. You can go to thednvr.com/bet365 for more information about a cool little promo that we'll be running throughout the playoffs. So make sure to download Bet365 and get signed up for that. Also, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery. Like I mentioned at the top, we're having a draft party there on Thursday. But also want to remind you guys to pick up some of their beers. They're the official craft beer of DNVR. They got a beer for every occasion. If you're hanging out at the DNVR bar, if you're at a friend's house, if you're out to dinner, Breck Brew, the perfect beer for everywhere. They got the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City, Broncos Country Pale Ale, Funslinger, tons of options. Check out their beer locator, breckbrew.com. All right, back here on TDSP. What was it like just interacting with Jokic in person? I got to think that that was pretty crazy for you.
Well, I wouldn't call that a real interaction because it was like a minute.
I guess, yeah, one question two questions,
yeah,
two answers.
Yeah, like a couple of short questions. And it's just that, you know, I didn't want to bother him to try to chase him down the hallways, stuff like that. It's not who I am.
You weren't going to try to do like a walk and talk with him?
I'm sure most of people are going to try to do that. And I wanted to show that I'm kind of different than any other Serbian reporter that you will meet,
yeah,
in the arena.
There have been a couple.
So, yeah, I thought that his reaction was really cool. And he's really genuine. And yeah, he will give you a good answer when he's really inspired to do it, and especially in Serbian because it's of course easier,
yeah,
for him, just like it is easier for me. But I thought he gave his best shot on my question that wasn't really a simple one. It was kind of like a try to make him think about it, mm-hmm, but he was trying to get out of the room as quickly as possible. So I get the why he did it so quickly.
Did anything surprise you about the whole experience in terms of the media portion of it, or being at the game, or just anything throughout the night?
I would say no, because in my opinion, Nuggets media is a very friendly bunch.
We are friendly.
And I was expecting to see everybody being, you know, friendly in person, and they really were. I had some really nice conversations with most of people out there, you know, from all the outlets. And it's a really cool thing to have, because, you know, if you think about like the Knicks media or the Lakers media, where everybody's trying to each other's plates.
Yeah.
It's really a nice change of pace to that. So yeah, that part I really like. I really like hanging out with some of the guys outside of the media portion of it, like during the warm-ups.
Sure.
And, you know, shooting some talks, even, you know, with Lakers media as well. So basically it was a really cool experience there. And just the pure length of it, like from 5 p.m.
right
to like 1 a.m. when I finished, like the part when I was
right
calling Serbia to you know, ask to talk to Serbian television at 1:15 a.m. So that's what, like 8 hours in arena. That's a lot.
That's a every lot game.
So if you guys game, think man that reporters have it easy, it's a full-time job.
Well, about a couple of those hours are spent waiting for Nikola Jokic to come to the
absolutely
podium.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, yeah, you got
those
to,
are fun too,
got
by
to
the
experience
way
that as well. So that, yeah, that's cool. You've done a lot, you know, in these couple of days that you've been here. Besides the Nuggets game, you were up in the mountains. trying some American food. What's been the other top highlight for you after the game last night?
Well,
and after the show.
Yeah. So highlights are basically, you've heard a lot of stories, I'm sure, about Serbian hospitality. I have to say, Coloradans are really hospitable.
I like that.
Very hospitable people.
We are nice.
Sure,
people.
I do know most of these people through internet from before.
Right.
But even though, like you will get an offer for somebody to offer their ticket to sit next to them in the game in case you don't have, you know, the credentials and stuff like that. Or they will offer to drive you from place A to place B to help you out, to take you out for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner. It's just a really friendly environment for me, and that's the biggest. And I always say it's the biggest thing for me, how the people are, not the, it's not the architecture, it's not the building, it's the people. And on top of that, the mountains are beautiful, all the wildlife we've seen. It was actually an incredible day of, like all the Coloradan nature wanted to greet us. It was a pretty awesome experience I had with Adam and Kale and Brendan.
It was actually crazy. I've been to Rocky Mountain National Park, maybe not 100 times, but so many times. And I've never seen as many animals as we did the other day.
Like you,
and
it was you his go to first these time places, ever. You go to these places, you rarely actually see, you know, elk or moose or bison or whatever, but it came out for you.
It turns out you need to actively look for them because they are there. Like, you just need to be actively looking for them. And lucky enough, we had our nature boy, Ric Flair. Oh, sorry, Adam Mares, with us. And this is why.
He was probably insufferable.
Oh, yeah. He stopped driving.
Red Hawk right there.
He stopped driving like
Eagle.
30 times to take his binoculars out to see which kind of bird he just saw.
Stopping in the middle, like cars piling up behind us. He's got the binoculars out looking for the hawks. I mean, it was just.
Wait, while he's driving?
Like, no, he would like stop.
Oh, like on the shoulder?
No, like just stop. Yeah, in the middle of the road.
It's not very busy road. So
it's not a super, because you're only going 15, 20 miles an hour.
Okay.
But he would just stop and grab his binoculars.
That's Rich Kale, because for the last year, he's been talking shit about your driving.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that was a lot of comedy about that.
He is such a good driver that I needed to sit in behind, because I was scared for my life up front. So yeah, I was behind, and this is a nice thing to know about Toyota. They have a lot of leg room behind. Yeah, so it's a really cool car we took with us.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't take that other one.
Yeah.
Thing up there.
Yeah, the other one sucks. Yeah. So yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun, and you know, we've seen a lot of stuff in the meantime. So it was a full day trip, like from noon to like 8 p.m. It was really cool.
Damn, they're really working you hard.
Oh, yeah.
Full day in the mountains, cover this Nuggets game.
Somebody even said that, like, is that hospitality? Like, you traveled for 14 hours and then they took you for a hike at the altitude? By the way.
Yeah, what do you think of the altitude?
This is an interesting thing. So the highest I've ever been, the biggest altitude I've ever been in my life is very similar to Denver altitude. So whenever we go...
If you didn't know, 5280, 5,280.
Yeah.
If you didn't know
it's,
that...
It's a nice round number, how to calculate the number of feet in a mile. Yeah. So every inch you go on top of Denver, that's my new record. Okay. And we went for like another half a mile for sure. Yeah. Kale will know how high.
Yeah, we probably got up to like 10,000 feet-ish.
Wow. 10,000 feet. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and I'm still alive. So that's a real bonus. That's a real bonus.
Do you find the altitude affecting you at all? Like it's affected the Lakers a little bit?
I'm not sure.
You're not running up and down a court, but
okay, so okay. You said you woke up with a pounding headache your
that's
first
true.
Day. That had
so
to
the
be
the first
it.
Morning was tough.
Yeah.
First of all, I slept for like 3 hours.
That
and
might
I woke
have
up
contributed
with a huge
to it.
Headache. But, you know, some paracetamols, and it was gone.
Some
really
what?
Quickly. Paracetamol. Oh, no, it's not paracetamol. Sorry. It was the ibuprofen.
Oh,
ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. There you go.
Did a good job. So this is not a paid commercial, by the way. But, you know, ibuprofen is actually not a word that should be, you know, branded. So it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. What about things you've eaten? Because I've seen a lot of, you know, you're doing the whole Miros Likes thing, like Dev did the Dev Likes thing in Serbia. What's some of the best things you've eaten so far?
Yeah, so first of all, I came here with an idea to try as many Colorado or American dishes as I can, just to try some new stuff.
Nice.
And give my comment on it. And the first thing that shocked me, honestly, is the fact that I can only eat one meal per day here. Because when I eat it, it can be at 10 a.m., it can be at noon, at 2 p.m. I just cannot eat any food after that. Because
you're full.
Because my body is processing it through the entire day. Now, that might be my digestive system, but it might also be the shock of altitude and, you know, losing sleep, moving through 8 time zones, stuff like that. I'm not sure.
We'll see by the end of the week. I thought you were going to say it was just all the crap that Americans put in their food.
I don't want to call it crap. I want to call it like aroma. Like all the food has crazy intense aroma, both in scent and in taste. So yeah, I could see why somebody would not be interested in eating an apple after having a full meal in a restaurant in America, because
an apple
probably tastes like cardboard after you know, full scent meal before that.
All right, I want to stay on this, but got to hit our second break and talk about why it's a great time to become a DNVR diehard. You got to become a DNVR diehard for the playoffs. Why? I mean, there's so many awesome perks. You get a discount at the bar off your tab. You get free merch from the DNVR locker. I think you get a free t-shirt and hat when you sign up. You can just pick one out, and you also get one every year as well. You get discounts to all the events we do here at DNVR. We got a golf tournament coming up that I think is sold out, but we'll have more throughout the summer. We'll have tons of other events, you know, throughout the Nuggets offseason as well. We also get to read the content behind the paywall on thednvr.com. There's so many perks. $7 a month, not that much at all for the best Denver sports coverage. So go to thednvr.com and become a diehard today. Also, shout out to Illegal Pete's. Illegal Pete's, we got one right down the street from DNVR. Have you had Illegal Pete's yet?
Oh, yes, I did. It was amazing.
Wanted to make sure. This episode brought to you by Illegal Pete's. They got a location, like I said, right here on Colfax by the bar. They got a new one in Wheat Ridge as well. So if you're in that area, check out their Illegal Pete's located in Gold's Marketplace. We also did the playoff shirt with them as well. I think you can still get it on the DNVR locker, stay on parade. Always glad to team up with Illegal Pete's on everything. So great spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. What'd you get at Illegal Pete's?
It was a really giant burrito that is probably just a regular size burrito.
Yeah.
But for me, it looks really, really big. And actually, it doesn't look that big when you see it. But when you start eating, you realize there's so much food in it. And yeah, it was really cool. We had burritos, and then we had those chips, you know, with those
queso.
Queso,
it's
yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah, both wonderful.
Do you
wonderful.
Not have queso in Serbia? I mean, probably
we,
not.
We do have like salsa. We put salsa on our French fries, for instance. Okay. So you will get that, but it's not as nice as the one in Illegal Pete's.
Yeah. So I want to stick on the food. What do you think of just like the variety of food options available here? Because my big takeaway from the food in Serbia, I love the food in Serbia, but a lot of it was very similar. You know, you go to a restaurant, they bring out a huge plate of meat, bread, salad, which is cucumbers, tomatoes, and cheese. Love it, by the way, but it's generally the same type of stuff most places you go. Here, you can get anything you want.
Yeah, you actually had a really wrong experience with food in Serbia.
And really?
It's because you didn't get to order food. You let your hosts order food for you, and everybody was ordering their favorite meal.
Okay.
And that's meat with French fries and bread and šopska salata. The problem here is, you know, if it's a great meal, by the way, but if you have it 7 days in a row, that's really damaging for your body and
yeah,
for your
mind.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what we did.
Yeah.
Well, like so, I said, loved it.
That's a problem, but but you just didn't insist in more variety, because there's a lot of variety in Serbia too.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to cook a Serbian meal while I'm here, just to demonstrate some varieties of Serbian cuisine. But yeah, on the other hand, I'm I'm a guy that that will not take no for answer. So when I go with somebody to a new place and they ask me if I want to have something that I already had, I will just say no, like, give me something else. And this is why, although I'm just here for the fourth day today, and I had only four meals, basically. All four
right,
of those.
You can only eat one meal a day.
Yeah. But those were all very different. So this is why I really like the variety you can find. It is, I guess, because America is just a huge melting pot of cultures. So you can find any kind of like national food from all around the world, and that's really, really fun. But I have to say, my favorite so far, Mexican food. Mexican food is just awesome in Denver.
You don't have Mexican food in Serbia, or do you?
I think you can have it. Like, there's probably a couple of restaurants in Belgrade you can find in it, but sure. It's not something you can find everywhere.
Yeah.
We also have like burritos in fast food joints,
mm-hmm.
but not many of them. Like, I can name like five of those in Belgrade only, and I think none in my hometown, for instance.
Gotcha. Yeah, the burrito's interesting because, like, my parents who grew up on the East Coast never had like a handheld burrito.
Okay.
Before Chipotle opened up in Colorado. Like, that was not a thing in parts of this country, but now everybody's just eating burritos every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about this as well. The city of Denver, some athletes, European athletes in the past, have said it reminds them a little bit of a European type of city. Is that accurate at all, or is that just like bullshit?
I think it is accurate. First of all, first time I saw Denver was on my third day because I came here during the night, so I couldn't see anything.
True.
Second day was in the mountains. So just on the third day, I finally saw when we were driving to the arena.
Yeah.
And I can say, I think that's true because unlike New York, I guess, where you have so many tall buildings and nothing else.
Yeah.
There's so much open space in Denver. And even near the city center, there's not like a hundred of really tall buildings. It's just a relatively small area of tall buildings. And all around it is still pretty open. So I mm-hmm. think this is what people are talking about. Like, you can feel like you have air around you, unlike in like those megapolis like in
right.
East Coast or something like
that. I think Gallinari said that when he was here. A couple other European guys have said that. So I've always wondered, like, is that actually a thing?
And I'm really glad that I spent a lot of time with my friend Nick Herzog, who actually pointed this out to me, because if he didn't, I would have no idea what to tell you on this question about Denver reminding somebody of a European city, because I would have no point of reference for that. So thank you, Nick, for that.
All right. Well, what else is on the itinerary? What else do you want to see and do while you're still here?
First of all, the main thing is to see as many people as I can. So I have already some dates planned on in front of me.
Very popular.
Yeah. I mean, these people are not as popular as me, so I'm not going to mention their names. Just
okay.
kidding. All the greats of Nuggets Twitter for sure. It's just that... that's the first thing. I think I'm going to head to mountains tomorrow again.
Again? Wow.
And yeah, we have some dinner reservations as well in front of us. So it's going to be eventful. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to sit bored and like play video games on my phone. It's going to be as exciting as it was so far.
You haven't been babysitting Adam's kids the whole time? He hasn't
I wouldn't call it babysitting, but I would call it like, you know, talking to them about school and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Which was really cool.
Okay.
It's really cool. Sweet kids.
Love it. Well, thanks for coming on TDSP. I'm glad you're enjoying your trip.
My pleasure,
man. It's been cool to follow. Obviously, the game last night, that will probably be a memory that sticks with you for a while.
Game should still be the main highlight of everything.
It's
a big component of it for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for watching TDSP. We're presented, of course, by Breckenridge Brewery, the official craft beer of DNVR. We'll be back. I think we have another episode scheduled later this week, so we'll have a guest for that as well, and we'll talk to you guys then. Yo.
all silly like the mayor.